You're not about that life, champ. I can see it.
Game over, man. Game over.
He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk.
Come on. Playoffs? You kidding me?
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it. I want winners.
Here we go.
Playing to win the game.
That was one heck of a timeout.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice.
Ron is in trouble.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
It's been a minute since I've actually laid down a podcast. I think it's been like 6 months because no one's fucking listening. So what the fuck was the point?
BA.
I think that's the point. The point is so that I can do something with all these drops that I've recorded. Right? That's the fucking point. Yeah, no, one of the other main reasons I haven't put anything out in a while is because I've been dealing with a illness. And I think I talked about it a little bit before I just dropped off the face of the podcast landscape. Suffice to say, I'm still dealing with it, but I'm starting to think that from dealing with this illness that I have, I've pushed myself away from the world. I stopped doing things that I used to love to do. And I remember originally when I did this, I told myself I wasn't doing it because I was looking to get famous or anything. I did it because I liked doing it. I liked creating something and putting it out. I think the other reason I kind of stopped too is that everyone has a podcast. Fucking everybody has a podcast. Everybody.
Watch yourself, BA. Now you're gonna lose your oldest friend here.
I copped every single one of these BA drops from the movie, why can't I think of the name? Holy shit, I can't think of the A-Team. Is the A-Team remake, which I don't give a fuck what anybody says, is a good fucking movie. So what do I want to talk about? What do I want to talk about? Yeah, fuck it. Let's talk some football. Well, right now, the Ravens are playing the Texans, and it's 3-3 in the first quarter. Who do I want to win this game? I don't think I've really even posed that question to myself. I got to be honest, I don't think I really care. But what I think is going to happen is I think that the Ravens are going to, you know, beat the Texans. I mean, come on. We all know, historically, you're always going to, you're going to go with the team who's got the better, the more seasoned defense. Not only do the Ravens have a more seasoned, better defense, but then on offense, they've got their offense, and they have Lamar Jackson, who's about to be a two-time NFL MVP after the Ravens dismantling of the 49ers a couple weeks ago. That was the coming out party. Up until that point, your boy Brock Purdy was the man. He was going to be the MVP, which a lot of people still didn't want to give him to him. Honestly, I think it should have went to Christian McCaffrey, because Christian McCaffrey, that guy has been producing all season long. Which, and another thing is just, I don't get how the fucking 49ers, you want to talk about just gifts falling into that? The fact that they were traded this man from a team. I mean, what did the freaking Carolina Panthers even get? Look, there goes Lamar running. What did the Carolina Panthers even get in that deal? I'd really love to know. Because the 49ers have made out like a bandit. I mean, you think about that. Look, I've shifted right over to the Niners because they play later on today. They're playing the Packers later on today, which I think if their defense, in other words, if the 49ers offense is running the way it runs, if it's running to peak efficiency, they should run right through the Packers. All right, that is if their offense is running. Because you got to think, though, because then I'm going to cut back to the Ravens. The Ravens beat the shit out of the 49ers early on, made Purdy look horrible. He threw like four picks. This is his worst game. It was the game to where everyone said, yep, nope, Purdy, not the MVP. That was the game. And that was the game everyone also said that Lamar is the MVP, which, hey, at the time, I don't think I really, really agreed with it, but I agree with it now. I digress. I don't know why I'm digressing. I think I just kind of like paused for a second. That's the point of digressing. I think another reason why I wanted to go back to doing this is because I got to get myself back used to just free speaking. And because eventually I am going to hit the stand-up stage again. I'm going to go back. I can't do it now. I don't have the balls to do it now. I don't. But anyway, I'm getting off topic here. Ravens. I think that the Ravens actually showed the rest of the NFL how to handle the 49ers offense and how to D up Brock Purdy. Because you know that's exactly how this league works. The NFL is a copycat fucking league. All right. The minute you do something that works, the rest of the league pays attention to it, takes note, and replicates the shit. So that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that Packers 49er game that's going to be on later, the next game. I think that the Packers defensive coordinator, whoever the fuck that is, because we know who their coach is, the coach of the Packers. That's Coach LaFleur. I like that, LaFleur. Who... That motherfucker, you want to talk about a dude who got lucky. He was on, if he would not have engineered what he has engineered with this team this year, he was going to find himself on his way out of fucking Green Bay. Definitely. But it's all worked out for him. I mean, they draft this young kid, Jordan Love, piss off fucking Aaron Rodgers. He leaves. And I think he's been on the team like 3 years, understudying. And then, too, they show that stat, the back-to-back stats of Favre. I keep calling Aaron Rodgers Brett Favre. I keep fucking doing it over and over again. But they showed, Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love's stats at the point that Jordan Love is, that he is at his career, at the same point that Aaron Rodgers was, their stats are exactly the same right now. I hope you understood what I was trying to say there, because the sound and listening to it come out of my mouth, it didn't really sound that great. But anyway, Coach LaFleur, he's done well for himself. He's not going to get he's probably bought himself a good 4 or 5 more years. I don't know what that humming was, but I isolated it and hopefully touchdown Ravens 10-3 second quarter 9-14. I don't remember what my train of thought was before the last little mishap, but we'll find it again. I think one other I don't want to say it's important, but something that I'm curious to see play out would have to be where some of these coaches are going to end up. I mean, first and foremost, Bill Belichick, where's he going to end up? What team is going to, that whole situation, if you ask me, kind of trips me out that he's not their coach. And it was quick. It was like the season ended. Kraft, owner, and him, I guess they had a meeting, and they both showed up at the meeting with a list of things that needed to change for them to go forward. And apparently left the meeting, and it's like, yeah, shit's not going to change, and you're out, Hood. Is what Kraft said, and Kraft sent him on his way, or he decided to step on his way out the door, let himself out, if you will. Couple of things with that. Number one, he's, what is he, like 12 or 13 wins away from being the all-time winningest coaches of all time. That was like almost a double fucking negative is what I just said there. I don't know if it's a double negative, but the all-time winningest coach in NFL history is going to pass Don Shula. He needs like 10 or 11 games. And look, we've seen this before. We've all seen what's going to happen here. Because he's out on the market and everyone's like, where is Belichick going to go? Where is he going to go? And I'm saying this, it's not going to make a difference where he's going. He's going to go to some team. I think he's going to end up with the Chargers. I mean, because they've got a quarterback. A quarterback who, if that motherfucker doesn't accomplish something soon, he's dangerously close to has-been that never was status. He's got all this talent. He throws for all these yards, but the Chargers don't win shit. I mean, they've G'd him up. He's making hundreds of millions of dollars. He's got all these fucking commercials, but they're not winning shit. So that would definitely be a location for the hood. Because if you don't have a quarterback, he should know that. Because once his quarterback, Tom Brady, left, that team was shit. He never could win. And that was the other thing. That was the question for all these years. Who was it that made that Patriot thing go? Was it Belichick or was it Brady? And I'm not saying that Bill Belichick didn't come in there, coach the team, bring special players in, bring all these specific coaches in, you know, put in a quote unquote culture, which that word in sports gets on my nerves because it's fucking overused. It's completely overused. This is the culture. This is the culture. The heat culture. It's like I believe in the concept of having a specific type of a culture within a professional sporting franchise. I get that, but I just feel like the word gets thrown around all the fucking time. But I do believe that Belichick had a culture there, and he did set that up. But I do believe that like he had a quarterback there who everyone looked to, and he was another coach on the field. And when he left, that was a piece that, you know, hey, Belichick couldn't replace. And that's why I'm saying it's like, dude, like if you don't have a quarterback as a head coach, your days are numbered. You could have a team and have a really, really good defense. You know what I'm saying? And then have like a caretaker quarterback who doesn't throw the ball very much. You know, you run the ball a lot, and you just depend on your defense to, you know, and so you don't expect a lot. The Ravens back in the day did that, won a Super Bowl with Trent, and I call him Trent Dill Pickle, Trent Dilfer at quarterback. He threw the ball, what, like 10 times, and they won a fucking Super Bowl. But they had one of the greatest defenses ever. And that's the only way, like, you're going to win a lot. Without a quarterback. So wherever Hood ends up, it's going to have to be, well, I would hope for his sake that it's a team with a quarterback. Because then you pivot to my team, my Broncos, with the whole Russell Wilson thing. And man, I cannot believe when all that stuff popped up, this is when I actually wish I was doing my podcast, because I've actually talk to people about the whole Russell Wilson thing, and it's funny to get other people's opinions on a situation. I've let it be known from the very beginning that I'm a diehard Denver Broncos fan, and I let it be known that I could bring the episode back up or bring multiple episodes of my dislike of Russell Wilson as our quarterback. Man, I completely left that whole Belichick thing. Doesn't matter, because this is I think I've relit the podcast flame. I think I've done it. I think I want to start doing this again. I think, yes, yeah, I have. I think I have. Yeah, I don't think you guys, when I say you guys, anybody understands it. Like, what I've been dealing with illness-wise put me in a pretty dark place, man, where I didn't really care about anything. But yeah. Yeah, I didn't... It's pretty bleak, man. I'm in therapy, which, you know, there was a point in my life to where I wouldn't have probably admitted that, but hey, fuck it. But anyway, we're not gonna get on that. So we're gonna talk about Russell Hustle and Bustle. Okay. Russell Wilson, we all know, Denver signed him for a shit ton of money. Comes in this year. We got a new coach, Coach Payton. Dude, I think the best place to start would be, what was it, week 4 or 5, where Denver played the Dolphins. And the Dolphins went and put 70 points. They beat us. I think the score was 70-20. Yeah, we got to look that up. We got to look it up. Yeah, that they played, the Broncos played the Dolphins on September 24th. And yes, indeed, lost 20-70. 20-70. At that point, Denver was 0-3. And after they had lost that game and went to 0-3, or did they go to 0-4? All I know is I'm watching that game and a couple of things are happening. And I'm thinking to myself, we're probably not going to win a game for the rest of the season. And number two, it really crystallized once the game was over. It was like, fuck. You can't really talk shit to anybody about their team when another team puts 70 fucking points on you. That's a basketball score. I can't believe I didn't do a podcast episode to that shit, because that was fucking embarrassing. But when I saw that, I thought, I mean, you just look at the number. Russell even threw for 300 yards. Imagine that. I mean, the Dolphins had, like, total offense, they had 726 yards of total offense. 376 yards passing, 350 yards rushing. I mean, when a team beats your team like that, you can't talk shit to anybody else, because no matter, their comeback's always going to be, my team didn't get 70 put on them. And I can say exactly. So once that happened, I'm like, God, can we get this Russell Wilson? Because the first thing people are going to say to you is it's not his fucking fault. It wasn't his fault. He wasn't playing defense, and that's true. But offensively, he sucked. So that happens. So then you're thinking, get rid of the fucking defensive coordinator, Vance Joseph, ex head coach, get rid of him. Do something, because this defense sucks. So Denver does. They make some moves, get rid of some people. Move some young, hungry guys up there, and our defense ends up making a 180, ends up ending the season one of the top defenses. In between that time, Denver also goes on a 5-game winning streak, which put us in line to make the playoffs, which I didn't want. I didn't want, because even though we were winning these games, when I say we, I mean the Broncos, even though they were winning these games, I think we were like plus 200 in the turnover category. I don't know if that means. All I know is we were getting a lot of turnovers throughout those games, which you're not going to, like if you win a turnover battle in any game, usually you're going to win the game. And we were winning the turnover battle. We were getting interceptions, fumbles, every game. And I knew that wasn't going to be able to keep happening. We were winning, and then Russ would throw for like 200 yards, you know. I mean, God damn, did that guy check down to the running back. Well, we started that 5-game win streak with a win over the Chiefs, which hadn't beat the Chiefs up until that point in 15 consecutive tries. And we finally get a win. And then come to find out, after that win, we were off the next week. They go to Russ and they say to him, hey, look, check this out. What we want you to do is we want you to take a pay cut. And he's like, check this out. No, I'm not doing that, and I'm still going to start. They're like, well, maybe you will, maybe you won't. Well, we go on the win streak, and then word gets leaked. You know, I think at some point it gets leaked that he was approached in that matter. Russell was approached in that matter. People are like, that's fucked up for them to, oh, shit, Texans about to score on a punt return. Sure did. 10-10. Yeah, this is a game right here. I'm going to finish this shit up. These fucking Texans, boy, they're here to play. And now I think I'm just fucking babbling. I don't know if I'm going to put this out. I am going to put it out. Look, basically, the long and the short of it is people were pissed off about that. I actually went into this Facebook Bronco group, which has been amazing watching, being with fellow Bronco fans and seeing there's people that are in, because I assumed that if you were a Bronco fan, you were like, fuck Russell Wilson, take his let's ride ass and get him the fuck off of our team. But no, there's a lot of people that feel like we've done him wrong. We need to bring him back. It's, fuck that. Fuck that and fuck that guy. All right. Not personally, but just as the quarterback of the Broncos. He is stealing money is what he's doing. Okay. Yeah, we had that win streak. We won. We were winning in spite of him, not because of him. And people getting mad at Peyton or whatever. Look, Peyton is trying to make this a winning team. I think Denver in the upcoming draft is at like the 12th pick. So who knows if we're going to get any of those young gunslingers. I don't know. But I know this. I know that next year, when the kickoff happens, I don't want to see Russell Wilson rocking the number 3 for the Broncos. All right. If that number is on the field, I want it to be somebody else wearing that number, not his ass. All right. I don't even know why I went into all that shit, because I just did. And you know what? Like I said, I think this was nice. We're going to put this out there and see what happens. If you're listening, thank you, because we're going to keep this going. I'm not done. I'm not done at all, guys. Thank you.
What happened?
Changed my mind. We're not done. We're not done, baby. I forgot where I left off, but oh yeah, I was talking about Belichick. Yeah, look, like I said, we've seen this story before. A coach is on a team, he gets fired or he leaves, and then he goes to starts another career on another team, and you're like, oh yeah, he's going to make it happen, and he doesn't. Like a coach, it's a coach who's had a long tenure on a team, i.e. Belichick. He's been there for, what, 24 years? Been to 10 Super Bowls. What does he have, 5 or 6? I should probably know all that shit, but who gives a fuck? I don't know. You get the gist of this. And now he's going to go someplace else and try to start over, i.e. like Tom Brady did. Tom Brady went to another team, won a Super Bowl, played another season, which he shouldn't have. He should have just left then. But finally, you know, Brady did, you know, win a Super Bowl, played another season, made it into the playoffs, but didn't win another Super Bowl, then retired. Now Belichick, being forced out in New England, is going to go to another team, you know, and coach. Hopefully, he'll just go and coach. He's not general manager and fuck that up. But what I'm saying, the point I'm trying to make is he's going to go to another team, and really, hopefully he'll go there, win enough games, become the winningest coach in NFL history. Hopefully, but he's probably not going to do that. He's going to go to another team, be shitty for 2 years, get fired or retire, and then be done. You know, don't do that. He should just retire from New England and just moved into his life. And because it's not for the money. He's probably got more money than God. I don't know about more money than God, but more money that he's going to know what to do with. Because he's got to be in his 70s now. I mean, really? Just retire. You're one of the greatest coaches of all time. They can't take that away from you. They can't take the Super Bowl. He's got numerous records. His fingerprints are all, oh, I mean, dude, he's going to be in Canton. He's going into the Hall of Fame. But you got to accept the fact that a large part of your success has been your partnership with Tom Brady. Another coach that was just released. The news was released yesterday that Antonio Pierce, the interim coach for the Raiders, has now been selected as the head coach of the Raiders. And I know a lot of Raider fans are happy about this, but I'm gonna tell you, he'll be there probably 2 years and he'll be fired too. Yeah. I remember I was seeing reports that they were talking about bringing Gruden back. But I think that the owner, I forget his name, Al Davis's son, Mark Davis, The dude with the, he's got that haircut. He looks like Dumb and Dumber or fucking He-Man or the tip of my dick. Yeah. Him and Gruden had the same Dumb and Dumber haircut. But I think that as the owner, he's listening to his fan base. And the fan base, they're like, nah, man. I mean, the Raiders have, defensively, they've looked really, really good since he took over. They've got fucking Max Crosby. Jesus Christ, that guy's like a Tasmanian. That guy, I remember watching Hard Knocks the season that he came on. They brought him in, and he played with Southwest Missouri State or something. He would have just been happy to make the team. And I mean, and they talked about how he had given up drinking and drugs and all that. And apparently, damn, I think that this Ravens Texans game, I think that punt return that the Texans got has flipped this game, because the Texans are they're looking like they just sacked Lamar twice. But I'm digressing again. Yes, I digress. I believe that I forgot where I was at. Shit. Let's go back to the tape, baby. Yeah, I think I was talking about the defense. The defense has been better under Antonio Pierce. Max Crosby being in how great he was. Yeah, I remember when I saw him, he was just happy to make the team, Max Crosby. And then, like, he really, really, really committed to his sobriety. And he's become this, he's a maniac, dude. He's finishing, like, the last 2 years, like, he's finishing, like, second and third in defensive MVP award these last 2 years. That's where he's finishing, you know? And I think it's one of those things to where that addictive, the being addicted to, like, drugs and alcohol, that addiction, that addictive quality, all he's done is taken it and put it towards his NFL playing career. And he's just, and man, which kind of scares me for him, in that what happens when you don't have football anymore? Where are you going to aim that power? Where are you going to aim that, you know? Are you, because what'll probably end up happening is he'll probably end up going back to drugs and alcohol. And then, you know, I hate to be the Debbie Downer, but that's what usually happens, which is what I'm saying with Belichick. Like I said, he's going to go to another team. He's going to coach. They're not going to be good. They're going to be shitty. And we're just going to forget about it. It's going to be a part of his career that we're just going to forget about. Kind of like how we forget about Jordan when he was with the Wizards for a season and put up all these amazing. Nobody wants to remember that shit. All we want to remember is Jordan pushing fucking Russell out the way and shooting that shot, the last shot of his career as a Bull. That's what we will remember of Jordan. We don't remember the Wizards shit. Nah, we don't remember none of that. Yeah, who was it? Pete Carroll getting fired, getting pushed out. That one kind of caught me off guard, but he'd been there for a while. I mean, dude, seeing all these coaches, like all these coaches, high tenure coaches are getting pushed out or stepping away, like, is just making me feel old. Like now, I think like the coaches with the longest tenure now are Tomlin, who hasn't had a fucking losing season as a head coach. And what's crazy about the Steelers is like in their history, they've only had, what is it, three or four coaches? Was it Chuck Knoll, Bill Cowher, and Mike Tomlin? I think are the only three coaches they've had. I'm pretty sure that's probably not right, but whatever. I don't have a fact checker here. I've just got me and another computer over here that I'm not going to go look on. But I think that might be the end now for sure. I think I'm done now because I only want these 30 minutes. Yeah. You know what? Again, thanks, guys. And I think I'm back. I'm back to podcasting. Russ is probably going to have to hit him up because he likes doing this more than I do, actually. And I think I need to get over the fact that no one's listening. Because this is fucking helping me. It's helping my health is what it's helping. It is. And if you are listening, thank you very much. And if you have any suggestions or comments or anything, please shoot them my way. If you want to be on this motherfucker, hit me up and we'll just talk. All right? If everybody has one of these motherfuckers, what difference does it make? Sarcastically speaking about sports. Good night, y'all.
Oh, this what we doing here?
That's that Headhunter Productions. You don't know nothing about that Headhunter.
Headhunter, son?